showing us proud. The Newport, loud and proud. Let's hear it. Let's hear it, folks.
It was the dead of night Thursday as a chilly air settled over the 7,000 excited spectators thronging Fort Adams State Park. Everyone from families with children up past their bedtimes to international sailing enthusiasts were on hand, waiting to catch a glimpse of the first boats. The normally quiet field overlooking Narragansett Bay has been utterly transformed for the festivities. Hollywood-style spotlights shine into the sky. On the ground, massive temporary buildings and a geodesic dome illuminate the race village. In the water, spectator boats followed the racers, honking and urging them to the finish line near the iconic Newport Bridge. All along the banks, people waved glow sticks and flags. Elizabeth Radacchio was one of the spectators.
I live here in Newport. I love sailing. I've been following the race and been really excited for the boats to come in. So I just wanted to be out here tonight and welcome everyone home. And it's been a good night. It's been a lot of fun.
Cannon fire signaled the first place finishers. The Chinese team, Dongfeng Racing, sailed into Newport after a grueling 17-day journey from Brazil. For sailors, the Volvo Ocean Race is one of the largest, most important international yacht races. The event takes place roughly every 3 to 4 years. This year, 7 teams set out on the race, though one has since dropped out. The race covers some 40,000 nautical miles of international waters and takes about 9 months to complete. The race begins in Spain and ends in Sweden. It's divided up into legs with 9 stops in between. The winner is determined by a point system for each leg. So a first place finish for one leg is 1 point. A last place finish is 6. The overall winner is the team with the lowest score by the end of the race. The week of events and races held in Newport is expected to bring in tens of millions of dollars in revenue. Mark Brodeur, the Commerce Rhode Island Director of Tourism, says they don't have hard figures yet, but are predicting based on previous sailing events.
Looking back to the America's Cup event that we had 2 years ago, the impact was estimated at $38 million and about 65,000 consumers. We actually expect this to bring more to the state.
Newport Mayor Jean Marie Napolitano says the City by the Sea anticipates between 50 and 100,000 people during the week-long stopover.
This will be such a shot in the arm for us. And it's early in the season. This has been a brutal winter for the state of Rhode Island and very difficult, particularly in Newport, that relies on a tourism economy.
Napolitano says she hopes the success of the race will draw more nautical events to Newport shores. It's a sentiment shared by the local sailing fans who watched the boats arrive at Fort Adams.
This is history in yachting in Rhode Island. You know, there's the Olympics, there's the America's Cup, and then there's the Volvo.
Vin McAteer stayed until well after midnight Thursday morning to see Team Alva Medica come in. Newport is a homecoming for the team. The skipper, Charlie Enright, hails from Bristol, and 2 other crew members call Rhode Island home. As the clock edged towards 3 in the morning, McAteer said he planned to stay for as long as it took.
To see a local team, especially one with a skipper from Rhode Island, Charlie Enright, come in, to see him doing this and see the team, it's just incredible. It's worth missing a couple of hours sleep for sure.
Do you have a cutoff?
No. Nope. Now we'll go right through the morning and head to work. Nothing a little coffee can't help.
After 7 months away, seeing familiar faces was something the team was especially looking forward to, said crew member and Newport native Nick Dana from the boat several days before they landed.
Newport is a dream come true for a lot of us. You know, it's the pinnacle of offshore yachting, and we get to finish in front of our friends and family back home. It's a pretty special moment.
After dealing with nearly no wind at the mouth of Narragansett Bay, Team Alva Medica finally crossed the finish line around 3:30 Thursday morning. Friends, family, and other supporters were at the dock, ready to cheer the team to shore. Channel 12 News caught the sound of Charlie Enright, the team's skipper, who sounded a grateful note as the boat docked.
It's amazing. It really is. You know, to come in at this time of night, you know, on a chilly night like this and no wind, and you think that people would throw in the towel, but, you know, obviously not here in Newport, and we really appreciate it. And it's amazing to see.
Team Alva Medica came in 5th place in this leg of the race, but currently stands in 4th place overall. The teams will stay in Newport for a little more than a week. They'll get some well-deserved rest, and after more than 2 weeks at sea, several said they hope to crack open a cold beer. They'll also compete in some in-port races, one of which will count as a tiebreaker in the event of a tight finish, before heading to the next stop, Lisbon, Portugal, some 2,800 nautical miles away. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.